Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Tampa police are seeking a woman who sold a stolen parrot to a pet store. They are looking for this woman. They want people's help. They said that two blue-fronted Amazon parrots, Tito, 15, and Mama, 20, they're that old? Wait, hold up. They live that long?
Yeah.
So, like, if you were going to commit to a parrot, you got to, like, really commit.
That's right.
Jiminy Christmas. They were stolen from the porch of a house. Who keeps their parrots on a porch?
Those committed parents.
In Seminole Heights, Florida. And they said that they're seeking this woman. She took these two parrots. I'm still trying to get over the ages. And sold them to she sold Tito to a pet store. The owner recognized Tito had been stolen, contacted the true owner. The other one, who has a steel band on her left foot, is still missing. They're trying to find her. I do hope they find that other parrot. That's kind of sad. Anyway, they're saying that they're asking for information. Who may know the female in their video? Your Tampa PD, et cetera, contact Crime Stoppers. That's like a pretty specific theft, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like you steal someone's pet parrot. I wonder if it's like the parrot in Shorzy. You can't play with that. I've been telling Kane and Steve to watch it, and they won't do it because they're haters. All right, so I'm not Kane sent me one Florida Man headline that I'm not reading.
Okay,
I thought you'd do what you normally do and dance
there
around.
There is
and
no
call,
way call to talk that, about this one.
You've talked about stories similar to this in the Florida
Dude,
Man segment.
This is, I mean, there's a whole new level of creepiness here.
Just saying.
All right,
you get creative.
Do you believe that this guy's 46 in his mugshot? His name's Brendan. Yeah.
46?
They say this guy is 46 years old. I do not believe it. If you're watching the simulcast, all y'all talking on YouTube, y'all know that dude ain't 46 years old. That dude he does not look like he's 46 years old.
That's not 46.
No. Brendan Patrick McGonigal. He was taken into custody by Fort Myers police. Let's see. He engaged in some indecent exposure activities.
There it is.
In front of people at the lodge. While staring them down. So, witnesses say that he entered the restaurant, asked for some water, and then began his indecent exposure activity while staring down everyone in the restaurant. Everyone in the restaurant. And then when police arrived and they questioned him, he said that he really wasn't feeling well and just decided to do that there. Oh my gosh. So he's charged with two counts of indecent exposure. I don't know the law on this, but could you punch him in the throat?
Yeah.
I feel like you could, right? Just feel like that's something that, to be justified in this instance. Third hour on the way. As students begin heading back to school, do you think they'll be learning about the founding principles that made America the freest and most prosperous nation in history? Will they learn that our unalienable rights are God-given and not granted by government? Will they be given a full and honest account of our nation's history? The answer to all of these questions is yes for students at Hillsdale College. In addition to teaching college students, Hillsdale has extended its teaching to K-12 students and lifelong learners like you. If you're not doing so already, one of the best ways to start learning from the folks at Hillsdale is through Imprimis, Hillsdale's free digest of liberty. You can sign up for free at this special website for a limited time at dana4hillsdale.com. And you can look forward to Imprimis each month. It's interesting, useful, and free. And it's one of the best and smartest in conservative constitutionalist thought. Find out more about Hillsdale College and sign up for Imprimis at dana4hillsdale.com. That's dana4hillsdale.com. Energy Granholm, I'm going to call her that. Secretary of Energy Jennifer Granholm, she set off on this 4-day electric vehicle road trip. It was almost like an unintentional grand tour episode. I mean, the only thing that would have made this better is if Jeremy Clarkson had been there wisecracking throughout the whole thing. So she was going from Charlotte to Memphis, Charlotte, North Carolina to Memphis. and it was a 4-day trip, and it was supposed to draw all the attention of, you know, money and all this stuff that the White House wants to pour into these companies and, you know, which is totally not capitalist free market, but whatever. And she had a lot of problems with this because it just didn't go well for her. And I think, first off, you had to know that that was going to happen, number one. You had to know that that was going to happen. And then, two, I think it's just perfectly is the avatar for this whole, the whole plan, the whole Green New Plan. It absolutely is. So here we have, she started off with this, and they had a lot of charging problems right off the bat. Like, I think what I was looking at how well into it. It literally is like Grand Tour. They had to grapple with, they said, the limitations of the present. So they had this caravan of EVs, right? They had a Cadillac Lyric, a Ford F-150, a Bolt electric utility vehicle. And they were going to fast charge in this suburb of Augusta, Georgia, right? Grovetown. Well, then they get there. They saw that, A, they're not going to have enough plugs to go around to charge their little cars. B, one of the station had four chargers and one of them was broken. C, the others were occupied. So then they tried parking an energy department staffer tried parking a non-electric vehicle by one of the working chargers to reserve a spot, but that went down horribly, and a family called the police because they wanted to charge their car, and it was a hot day, and they had a baby in the vehicle, so they called the police, and the police couldn't do anything because it wasn't, by the way, how much of a sissy are you? You are whining to the police because a gas-powered car is parked in front of the electric charging port for the car, for your EV. I mean, that's just such a first world problem. I want to endlessly mock these people, but whatever. They all deserve it. So the sheriff's office had to tell this moronic family, it's not illegal for someone to park here, you absolute loons. And so, but this was the problem that she ran into, right? And so then they dealt with that. Everywhere they went, they had either broken chargers or they weren't able to charge fast because, you know, it's not like 10 minutes or really like a couple of minutes, like if you're putting gas in your car. And it just kind of was a fiasco. It really was a fiasco. And everywhere they went, this is what was happening. So I don't think that you're actually selling anything. Because see, the other problem too is that Americans, I don't think, take road trips like they used to. And a lot of people, when they're in their vehicles, they're just kind of like driving around town. They're just doing like short commutes and things like that. So, and that's, you know, mostly what a lot of drivers do. And when I think it's easier for people to justify EV based on that usage because you don't have to worry about plugging in overnight. But when you're talking about going on road trips like this, it's not practical. And there are real and legitimate concerns, just like her trip highlighted. And you can't say, oh, well, the infrastructure is lacking. The infrastructure is exactly in response to what the real market is. Not everybody's driving these damn EVs on road trips and things like that. They're just not. And they don't consider it practical. And, you know, places where they don't have it, people aren't going to have an overabundance of something where that, you know, in an area where there isn't a need for it. So I think it's actually, I don't think that there's anything wrong with the infrastructure. I think that it is, I think it's directly proportional to what the real market is. But drivers, I think, have every bit, you know, they want to know how is this going to work if you go on a road trip? Like, how are you, it's just not feasible. It's not practical. So she actually, I think, undercut her whole mission. It was funny. And it amazes me that neither her nor any of the people that were involved in her caravan, none of them thought ahead, like, well, what happens if we are out of an urban area and we are, or suburban area, and we are no longer near where we can easily charge, etc. They didn't think about any of that. This is not stuff that they think about. Not at all. Now, you've heard me rave about the Kel-Tec KSG shotgun for a long time, and the fact is, I cannot say enough good things about it. I mean, the KSG is the one that started it all, made ordinary shotguns obsolete, and still reigns supreme. But the big reason I keep raving about it is I'm also the proud owner of one, at least. And trust me, I really put the KSG to the test before adding it to my collection. It's perfect for home defense or tactical situations, and this 12-gauge is a reliable go-to that's easy to handle for everyone. The KSG shotgun is the first 12-gauge pump-action shotgun chambered for 3-inch shells, and with dual-tube magazines, offers a capacity of 12+1. Its downward shell ejection makes the KSG truly ambidextrous and ejects shells away from your face. It's compact, lightweight, and easy to maneuver and control. Learn more about the KSG shotgun at KeltecWeapons.com and follow Kel-Tec on social media. Visit KeltecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Let's see here. I said yesterday that he was that Mitt Romney was retiring. That's actually, I'm going to keep that verbal typo. It stays. I'm actually sitting here writing something on break, really bratty on Twitter about Hunter Biden and Kendra V. Barr, that whole case. So Arkansas, I told you yesterday, was also pushing. Wait, I'm looking at the wrong thing here. Let me go back. I got some other stuff. Millions of iPhone owners were warned over radiation levels as France bans a popular model. Apparently it's the iPhone 12. That one? That's the one? Are you totally getting radiated right now?
I think.
Are
I
you
have.
Getting the cancers?
Could be.
Get the cancers away.
Could be.
Dude, for real. That's an old phone. So wait, what? That phone. That's the iPhone 12. Wait, let me tell you the story while I'm freaking out about this. Hold on. I just lost it because I hit a button in my excitement out of... What is wrong with me right now? Okay, millions of people. They said in France, they banned this pop... They banned Kane's phone. Because they said it's the radiation levels are above the safe threshold. So they've been forced to actually take it off shop shelves by their radiation watch. They have a radiation watchdog. That's the Le Parisien paper. They said concerning phones already sold, they have to take action. You know, they got to recall them. They should do that, blah, blah, blah. They said that accredited labs discovered absorption of electromagnetic energy by the body at 5.74 watts per kilogram during tests with the phone being held in the hand or kept in a pocket. Men, don't store them by your beans. Ladies, don't put them in your bra. You keep your phone in your pocket in the car?
Right there.
How do you do that? Who keeps their phone in their pocket in the car?
It's not my pocket. It's right here.
Why do you keep it there?
For easy access.
Okay, this is like a whole segment. I just ran you through your headlines and I didn't even mean to do that, but holy cow, we got to talk about Kane's phone. We got to talk about a whole bunch of stuff. Stick with us.
Transgender people have been around for a long time and they have rights and they need to be respected. I read Ms. Scanlon's testimony. I wasn't here to hear it, and I think Penn didn't deal with your situation like they could have and should have in putting up some type of different barriers in the women's area of the locker room. But that's another issue. But things should be dealt with in a different way. This is an easy way for people to try to get points. Pick on a minority group that is the most minority and least understood in our country.
So this is... Steve Cohen, a Democrat from Tennessee in Congress, and this was at the House Judiciary Subcommittee on the Constitution and Limited Government hearing on families who were being coerced and, you know, blackmailed about putting their kids through all this gender transition stuff. Gender transition. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lesh here with you, bottom of this second hour. So Cohen says, yeah, we need some type of barrier in women's locker room. My first thought was, yeah, it's called a men's locker room.
Yeah.
You mean like a wall? And then another wall, and then another wall, and then another wall with a door in it. It's called a men's locker room. But he inadvertently says, yeah, we need some type of barriers. He didn't mean to do that. He didn't mean to take the L, but he did. I mean, that's... He admits that so they don't have to be in the same area as the dudes who are pretending to be women. Now, by the way, during this same argument in the hearing, this was earlier today. Can we get the Chip Roy audio? Because I'd like for this to be my ringtone. Because part of this was they had athletes who were also on the swim team with Leah Thomas talking about how they were, you know, forced and they had to take these basically behavioral brainwashing classes to try to make them feel more comfortable changing with a dude and swimming and being naked by a dude in a locker room, you know, who's pretending to be a woman. This is Chip Roy on the floor of the House. Listen.
And I'm going to keep saying it. I'm going to keep saying that Leah Thomas is a dude, and I'll say it here, and I'll say it on social media, and I'll say it on the streets, and if they dare try to stop me, that's what the First Amendment is all about. And we're going to stand up and defend that. And we're going to stand up and defend normalcy.
And women. And defend women as well. I mean, this is... The fact that you had, you know, Democrats who were forced to kind of acknowledge, well, not kind of, they were forced to acknowledge, yeah, this is what's happening. Yeah, maybe they should have a partition. It's called a whole other locker room. Whole other locker room. I felt so bad for some of these women who were testifying to all of this, to hearing what they had to go through, hearing what some of these kids went through. That's not informed consent. It is shocking. Audio Summit 18. This is one of the female athletes. She responds to Cohen's remarks about the barriers in the locker room. Listen to this.
Ms. Scanlon, we just heard my Democrat colleague, Mr. Cohen, say that your circumstance could have been fully resolved if we'd have just had some barriers up in the women's showers. Do you think that that's a sufficient way to resolve what we're dealing with here?
I think by Representative Cohen admitting that we need barriers acknowledges there are biological differences between men and women. And by acknowledging that we need to have private spaces that are separate from each other, why can't we just use the locker rooms that we've always used, the men's and the women's? If you're acknowledging that we need protection and privacy from these men, then you're acknowledging that the locker rooms we've always used are the correct ones.
Boom. Boom. She said it perfectly. By the way, I love Gates's grin because he's like, I'm going to totally ask you a rhetorical question and you know the answer to it. But really, I'm just kicking Cohen in the jimmies. So here's the question. She made a great point. Why not just use the locker rooms that you always... Can you believe... Listen to this. Everything is semantics. It's semantic Olympics. Well, how about some barriers? Like a wall in the locker room and a door? Separate room.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.